What gets measured gets done. I'm CJ Jackson, and this is the Business Review. Associate Professor of Accounting Lori Burney says there's been a disconnect between job performance evaluations and what firms want employees to achieve.
Part of it is that we tend to rely on financial measures, which are easy to capture and are readily available in organizations, but they tend to incent behaviors that are focused a little more on historical information. And really, our goal is to grow long-term value. It's generally recognized that it's dependent on employee actions.
Burney says an organization's evaluation system impacts their workers' behavior.
Is it something that helps you do your job better, or is it sort of the big stick? How it impacts the individual as to whether you're really incenting the type of behavior you think you are.
Burney says some employers today are moving towards what's called strategic performance measurement systems.
There's sort of two keys to these systems. One is that linkage to strategy. The other element of it is looking at a balanced approach to performance where I'm not only using some financial measures, but more process and operations measures. So, for instance, issues related to my employees, quality of the product, my customer, all of those are important for long-term value creation.
Clarifying roles and communicating information are also important for employees to know how they fit within a company's big picture objectives. This ultimately creates a stronger connection with the organization, job satisfaction, and happier employees. The Business Review is a production of KWBU, Livingston McKay, and the Handkammer School of Business at Baylor University.